Nairobi siege over. Questions remain. The four-day siege of a Nairobi, Kenya shopping mall by Islamic gunmen appears to be over, but hard information is still difficult to come by. The operation is now over, Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta told Kenyans in a televised address. We have ashamed and defeated our attackers. He announced 3 days of national mourning. Losses are immense, Mr. Kenyatta said, confirming that 61 civilians and 6 soldiers had died. He said there are still bodies in the upscale Westgate Mall under rubble of floors that collapsed from a fire set by the militants. The Red Cross had earlier listed 63 people as unaccounted for, and it is unclear how many of them may be among the dead. 11 people suspected of involvement with the well-planned and executed assault were in custody, the Kenyan president added. But he did not say how many, if any, were gunmen taken alive and how many may have been people arrested elsewhere. The identity and origin of the attackers remains unknown. Speculation has been strong that some were American and British of Somali origin. And there were also unconfirmed reports that the attackers were led by a British woman. 5 of the attackers were reported to have been killed during the 4-day siege. 175 people were injured in the attack that began on Saturday when mass militants stormed the packed shopping mall, spraying gunfire and indiscriminately killing and wounding dozens of people. 62 people remained in hospital, and many others are being treated for shock and are undergoing counseling. The militants reportedly said they were acting in revenge for the Kenyan government sending troops to neighboring Somalia as part of an African Union peacekeeping force.